Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing, facing seven counts, including aggravated murder that could see him sentenced to death if convicted. ABC's Lana Moise.
The case now sparking bipartisan calls to turn down the temperature of today's political debate. Former President Obama last night calling this an inflection point, saying the central premise of our democratic system is that we have to be able to disagree and have sometimes really contentious debates without resorting to violence.
A man in Pittsburgh ramming his car into the FBI office there this morning got out and ran and is still on the loose. King Charles preparing to welcome President Trump for Trump's second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are once again asking about their safety. Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
Meanwhile, in Oshkosh, a teacher at Oshkosh West is receiving heat after a social media post following the assassination of Charlie Kirk, calling him a, quote, morally evil human. However, the post also called for an end to political violence. The Oshkosh Area School District says it's aware of the post and is, quote, handling the situation in accordance with district policies. Oshkosh is not alone. A teacher in Cudahy and another in the Rosendale-Brandon School District have been placed on administrative leave following their social media posts on Kirk.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers had their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler, with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, September 17th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Or perhaps by app or podcast or website or social media. However you got here, glad you got here. I got a question for you. Did you notice the change in seasons recently? Not fall. No, not the school year. No, not football. Campaign season. We have not one, but two campaign announcements on this program to share with you this morning. The first one is just a couple of minutes old. State Representative Francesca Hong making it official. She is a candidate for Wisconsin governor, and she will be joining us in the 8:30 half hour to talk about her run. We will play her introductory video in just a bit. We had to censor it first. If you know anything about Francesca Hong, it's that she's very, very, she does not pull punches when she speaks. How about that? We will also be talking to Corrine Hendrickson. She is a now former child care provider in the New Glarus area. And of course, she has been quite frustrated with the state of politics in our Wisconsin legislature when it comes to looking out for working families. She made it official on this show that she would have to close up her child care center, that it was just no longer something where, well, she didn't want to lose money. Nobody does want to. And so she's had to close up her child care center. And now she's ready for what's next. And she has an announcement that she's going to be making on our program this morning as well. So campaign season for 2026 is definitely underway. And we are one of the places where candidates stop on their way to 2026. So we hope you stick around and hear what Francesca Hong and Corrine Hendrickson have to say. If you can't stick around for everything, you can always pod the program, head over to Spotify, sign up there, or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and that way you have us on demand wherever you go. Also coming up on the program today, we have our homeroom segment. We will be talking to Bryn Horton from the Wisconsin Public Education Network about what else is happening in the state capitol along the lines of education. You know, the state budget's done, but there's all kinds of bills that legislators have been introducing that could affect the way that your kids get an education. Some could be helpful, some could be meh, some could be just downright annoying or nuisance, or even harmful to public education, undermining public education. So Bryn Horton will talk to us about that in our 7:30 half hour. And of course, it's Wednesday, so we have no shortage of civic media friends to visit with as well to tell us what's going on in their respective necks of the woods. There's James Kelly reporting from Chippewa Falls. There's Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Jimmy Koska in Boscobel looking at sports and news in Southwest Wisconsin, and Melissa Kay from our sister station in Wisconsin Rapids on Parker Olson, producer of this program. What is National Pet Bird Day? Yeah.
What?
So we're hoping for a big update on Lilu here. Yes.
That's fantastic. Who knew there was Pet Bird Day? That's so specific.
If we've learned nothing from our history segment, Eric Bailey history lesson is that there is a day for everything. And I don't even read them all because there's so many of them. I mean, there could be National Retro Bar Coaster Day as I hold up a coaster that I don't know where we got this back in the 1980s, but
are cool though. That would be a good day.
Got to put your coffee cup on something now and then. So yeah, it's Pet Bird Day. There's a day for everything. Lovely. Here's what there's not a day for.
Uh-oh.
Publishers Clearinghouse and the Prize Patrol bringing a great big oversized check to your door and promising that you're going to get so many thousands of dollars for life. So many people have believed this over the years. The look I'm getting from Parker tells me the Prize Patrol is not a thing. Correct?
Right. Nope. Over my head. Not a clue.
Well, that's because this was run by Publishers Clearinghouse, which is a magazine sales company.
Okay.
When was the last time you subscribed to a magazine? I'm sorry. Let me restate the question.
Have you
ever subscribed to a paper magazine that was delivered to you in the mail and that you sat leisurely and flipped through?
Hard no on that one. Yeah.
No, because you already have that with you right there. Here it is. It's that little phone, that little device that can bring up anything from anywhere. So basically every magazine is now a website or an app or social media posts. And so Publishers Clearinghouse, which for years was, you know, the place where you would get your magazine subscriptions. They'd send you this mailer. I'm explaining this to Parker, but don't, you're like, what's he going to, yes.
Ancient history.
They would send you, it's important, once a year. They'd send you this and big envelope all filled with all kinds of flyers about all the money you could win and all the great deals on magazines. You could get TV Guide, Newsweek and Time and Sports Illustrated and Popular Mechanics. And then there'd be the sheet with all these stamps on it, each one with a different magazine cover, and kind of like we talked about with Columbia House with the records, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Using the mail was like how you did all this stuff, Parker, back in the day before there was email, when it wasn't electronic, when it was lick a stamp, put it on the card, mail it in, you get your discounted Sports Illustrated just in time for the swimsuit issue, but you're also entered for the possibility that the Prize Patrol could show up. Sure. And as they took great pains to say, you didn't even have to buy a magazine. You just had to send the envelope back and you were entered into the sweepstakes. Hmm. And then, of course, you'd get a knock on your door. Well, you wouldn't. It never happened to me. But, you know, there would be, somebody there with a great big check and TV cameras and balloons and everything else, all set to give you money, which included sometimes rather than one big check, it would be so much, you know, per life, like $5,000 a month for the rest of your life, which, okay, again, it's not that you'd necessarily retire on it, but that's a pretty nice thing to have along.
People actually win this, or was this just something that they said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Which gets us to today's story.
Oh boy.
Publishers Clearinghouse is no more.
Aww.
It has gone bankrupt.
I wonder why.
And now we do know why, but you know who else really wonders about this? All the people who were promised cash for life and are now shocked to find out that promise is being broken.
Yeah.
So the remnants of Publishers Clearinghouse went through its bankruptcy process and some other company bought it, a company called ARB, and ARB says, well, we still want like the direct mail part of the company and the online parts of the company, but we're not buying the part of the company that's responsible for making payouts. So that part is still bankrupt, and the people who were promised forever checks are not going to get them. In their Chapter 11 filing, Publishers Clearinghouse listed at least 10 prize winners among its creditors with the largest unsecured claims, totaling millions of dollars. One man who won $5,000 a week forever back in 2012 told the New York Times he knew something was funny when he didn't get his annual check from the company back in January. So he has had to scramble to pay the bills without the money that he has learned to rely on for the past 13 years.
Oh, that's
and awesome. It's running out. CNN has a story about somebody who's had to sell all of their toys, their jet skis and their boats. And he said, I haven't worked in 10 years. I have to go to work now. And he has no marketable skills.
Yeah.
To get into the job market.
Well, if he had a bunch of boats, maybe he could start like doing boat tours.
Do a marina or something, yeah. But he's got nothing to gas up the boats with. So this all dates back to 1953 when a couple, Harold and Luester Mertz and their daughter Joyce, formed a business out of their home in Long Island to send direct-to-consumer mailings that solicited subscribers for a number of magazines, and then they would get a little cut of each magazine subscription. And it grew and it grew, and they started doing these contests in 1967. And all throughout the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s, I mean, everybody would buy their, even if they, you know, just wanted to renew one magazine or something, and they'd always hope that maybe. This was in the years, of course, before multi-state lotteries and billion-dollar jackpots, and you just hoped that lightning would strike,
yeah.
And, you know, Ed McMahon or somebody would be at your door to give you the big check and money for life, unless people stop buying magazines and we ain't got no more money to pay you with.
I assume that inflation happened quite a bit during the time of them doing this.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Did they start with, because you said it was like the 50s, did they start with like, here's a dollar a week? Ha ha, see?
Well, they started in the 50s. The contest started in 1967, which tells me that, I mean, that was the heyday for magazines. I mean, everybody had magazine subscriptions and newspaper subscriptions. And I
have to turn around here and tell you.
Oh, boy. He's looking behind himself. He's reaching to the floor for our listeners at home. And now he has something here.
I still get a paper copy of Atlantic Monthly.
Yeah.
Of course, I picked one that has a nuclear explosion.
I was going to say, is that cover. A bomb?
Well, it's marking 80 years of the nuclear era and how scary it is to have
a goofball with
his finger on the button. Yeah. So still get it. Although, by and large, when I see interesting articles from The Atlantic, I'm going to go to their app and read it on my phone. But there was just that part of me. It's like, you know, I feel like I got to have some. And frankly, I do. Sometimes when we travel or whatnot, it's, you know, when you got to put your phone in airplane mode, it's nice to have that to look at. But no, people don't anymore. So, yeah, by the 60s, they had enough money that they could set up a contest, figured interest rates would go up, so their savings would go up, so there would always be something to pay out. Until it didn't happen anymore. From Tony on YouTube, I used to subscribe to the international version of Newsweek. Now they don't make any version of a physical magazine. Yeah. No, they do not. You still see them in the bookstores. If you go to, what's its face? Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
I mean, the racks are full of these magazines. I don't know who's buying them. They're very specialty-based.
Probably
know?
Dentist offices. That's the only place I can think of.
Somebody's got to be buying them, right? So anyway, I'm sorry if I'm the bearer of bad news for folks, but if you were counting on your Publisher's Clearinghouse money to keep you going, I might suggest going to get a physical newspaper and looking through the want ads, because it's time to find some work. Let's check some sports now at 6:18. Christian Yelich hit home run number 29 and had three RBIs. All-star pitcher Freddie Peralta struck out 10 over six innings. He won his National League leading 17th game as the Brewers beat up on the Los Angeles Angels 9-2 last night. Freddie Peralta looked good. He allowed one run on just two hits. He walked only two. He struck out the side in three different innings. William Contreras had two RBIs. There were other key swings by Sal Frelick, Caleb Durbin, Andrew Vaughn, and Jackson Churio. Brandon Woodruff will get the start in tonight's Game 2. And you can catch that at, I believe, 6:05. Yes, right there, 6:05. Pregame of the Brewers versus the Angels on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. I predict another win, Parker. I think we're looking good. The magic number is now, it's Cubs 1, but the magic number drops to 7.
So, is your elbow, does it have a little twinge of win in it?
A little bit, yeah. That the bursitis is telling me this is what we're going to get today. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we will talk a bit about monopoly money and inflation and corporate America and what they all have in common coming up next from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Thrasher Opera House invites you to Green Lake's Golden Days Harvest Fest, September 27th and 28th. Stop by Saturday for a free tour of their historic venue at 10:30 a.m. That afternoon from 1 to 3, enjoy a free show by the Rose Canyon Band, playing your country rock favorites. Thrasher's Bar, Art Gallery, and Artisan Store will be open for you to enjoy as well. Stop by their Little Harvest Fest Oasis Saturday, September 27th at Thrasher Opera House, 506 Mill Street, Green Lake. For more details, visit thrasheroperahouse.com.
Imagine if you could obliterate all the mental blocks that hold you back. Too good to be true, right? David and Gina of Workwell Hypnosis help their clients leave bad habits, self-doubt, and internal turmoil behind. They cover a large number of common issues: smoking, overeating, work-life balance, low self-esteem, virtually anything holding you back. Workwell Hypnosis can unlock a better version of you. Transform your mind and your life. Get to workwellhypnosis.com to schedule a quick, easy call to learn more. Your future looks incredible.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires: How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just about 6:23 now. Nice to have you along. It is 64 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. Brittany Merlot will have a state forecast coming up live in just a little while after the 7 o'clock news. But she did let us know that the heat is going to be hanging on for one more day. Chances for rain keep sneaking in, and then a big system is going to slide through the state over the weekend and make things a little wetter. For today, partly sunny and warm. Showers and storms are possible into this evening in western and northern parts of the state. Highs today will be in the low to upper 80s, just the 80s overall, depending on where in the state you are. A southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Spotty showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly cloudy otherwise. Lows once again near 60 and a light northerly breeze, but it has been just phenomenal, the sleeping weather here lately. But can't beat that. So again, back to the political news of the day. State Representative Francesca Hong will be with us at 8:35. But during this hour, she did put out the note officially confirming her candidacy for governor. If you're not familiar with Francesca Hong, we're going to play some of her campaign introduction video here for you. We had to first run through and bleep one of the words that she's known for, because she tells it like it is. Actually, let her tell you like it is about her background and why she's decided to run for governor. Give a listen.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design. I'm State Representative Francesca Hong. I'm a service worker, community organizer, and a mom. I work for a living. Always have, still do. 5 years ago, my community sent me to the Capitol. The system is rigged. I'm running for governor to fix it. For years, we've been told that doing better isn't possible. Well, let me tell you, that's all we need to do is fight together. We can fully fund our public schools and have universal childcare. We can guarantee paid leave and have cheaper health care. We can fix a rigged system that puts oligarchs over workers and small businesses. We can do better. Don't let anyone tell you we can't do this. We can build a Wisconsin where we share the table. I'm Francesca Hong, and I'm running for governor because I know that together we make better possible.
And there you go. That's State Representative Francesca Hong talking about she worked in a restaurant right across the street from the state capitol and has been a member of the state assembly and a rather outspoken one. She is clearly going to run, you know, to the left of the rest of the Democratic field, unapologetically so. She herself, being a chef and a bartender, says more bartenders need to be running for office. Think of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is a member of Democratic Socialist of America. She is part of the Socialist Caucus in the Assembly, who, by the way, includes reps from Milwaukee and from Eau Claire with State Representative Christian Phelps, who recently submitted an op-ed that we're going to publish here soon about how we need to get over what Republicans love to seize on the S-word, socialism. And really get back to the heart of what it means for a government that works for the people rather than for corporations. And so we'll talk to Fran Hong about that coming up at 8:30. There's also, in talking about corporate America and its hold on the economy, there were several random notes that caught my attention in the past day or two. You know, there's a lot about the current sluggish economy that we can peg to moves by the White House, but there's more out there than that. It's about big business getting bigger. And this reduces competition. And competition is the most important factor that keeps prices manageable. But there are so many things that show off how as these companies get bigger, we continue to get nickeled and dimed. And to the point where it almost makes your paychecks worth about as much as monopoly money. And monopoly being the key word, because it's not like any one company has full monopoly control, but their share of the market is so much bigger when there's that many fewer competitors. For example, there's a story yesterday about how a St. Louis-based grocery chain is going to acquire Wisconsin-based Festival Foods. And this will include 42 Festival Foods locations, 9 hometown grocers locations. The company, Schnuck, out of St. Louis, is a family-run company as well, and as was Festival and its original roots. And so that's not to say that by itself there's something, you know, that's ominous there. It's just another case, as we've seen in the grocery industry, of, you know, some of the big companies getting bigger, their buyouts, their acquisitions. And so despite all the words said yesterday, dedication to hometowns and employment and everything else, it's just something to watch for at a time when grocery prices, you know, don't appear to be going down. You have XL Energy, which is asking for a rate hike. We talked about this with Robert Craig from Citizen Action. Utilities, again, have a near monopoly in their marketplace. And even when they make a profit, they are always looking to hike the rates a little bit more in that ongoing battle between shareholders or customers. Who do you serve? Remember, we talked to Jim Payne up in Superior, the mayor there, about the water utility, the only privately held water utility in the state of Wisconsin, and how maybe getting it out of private hands and back into the public sector will be better for ratepayers, you know, the actual customers of the water company. But you even have Ben & Jerry's, which is now part of a big corporation called Unilever, and where the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's has just announced he's resigning from the company. because he's feeling muzzled politically by the company Unilever, their corporate parent, which makes sense when you've got somebody like Derek Van Orden trying to play big brother in policing the thought and the speech of people all around Wisconsin. So there's no easy answer for all these things. Just a random assortment of things to watch for so that you don't continue to get nickeled and dimed and have your right to free speech chipped away bit by bit. We'll have today's history lesson in just a bit. You're up north.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Well, Wisconsin schoolrooms are back in session, and this year it looks like a lot of students are interested in where their food comes from and agriculture education. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I've got some numbers for you on the strength of agriculture education in Wisconsin. That's next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Sally Ladston is the Wisconsin Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Education Consultant at the Department of Public Instruction. She's also the state FFA advisor, and she says they're thrilled to announce that there's more FFA chapters starting up this year around Wisconsin.
We have seen a few chapters chartering, and actually that's something that's been kind of, I'll say, booming. You know, the numbers aren't staggering by any means, but compared to the past number of years, we're seeing quite an increase in chapters that are getting interested. This year, we're excited to welcome a couple of new chapters. Winnebago Lutheran is one, iForward, which is a virtual school up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then we're also seeing some changes in how chapters are structuring themselves.
Sally Ladston with the Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin State FFA advisor, she says, because of all the strength in students enrolled in agriculture education and food-related classes, they've needed, obviously, more educators. She said the good news is Wisconsin's got flexible alternative licensure options to keep those programs moving forward.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
And our Wisconsin entries did very well in the 2025 World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest. 97 product classes they could enter. Congratulations to Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese as the grand champion winner in the cheese and butter category with their vanilla mascarpone cheese. Also, congratulations to the grand champion winner of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. That's peanut butter chocolate ice cream from Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. You can see all the winners at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Can we talk about one-hit wonders for just a moment as we kick off today's history lesson on this Wednesday morning, September 17th? That is the Sanford Townsend Band, Smoke from a Distant Fire, which on this day in 1977 peaked at number 9. And to this day, almost 50 years later, I'll hear that come on. It was, you know, one of my favorite songs at the time. It's had a lot of legs ever since. You can still hear it on classic radio stations. And you go, that was a really good tune. How come they never did anything else? You know, what is it about some bands and some writers, and they can just pump things out like crazy? And you don't have to go into the whole list of one-hit wonders.
No.
But, you know, you hear one sometimes and you go, I really thought that person or that band was going to be bigger. And yeah, you hear the hit and you go, oh my gosh, that's the only thing I ever heard from them.
Yeah. There are a couple of times that I've like heard a song that I've really liked and thought, I'm going to check out this band. And I've looked at the band and I'm like, wow, these guys suck. Why is this song good?
They got lucky once. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that could be it. Maybe some other talented songwriter slipped them a little something and said, "Here, try this." You know, and they struck pay dirt on one. Yeah. Couldn't do it any other time other than that. But whatever the reason, the Sanford Townsend Band peaked at number 9 this day in 1977. All right, I was joking about Ed McMahon earlier, and by sheer coincidence, this is the anniversary of the beginning of the Ed McMahon-hosted show Star Search. It made its debut on CBS in 1983 on this day, and then later went into syndication. Here's from 1990. Here's a little of the intro to Star Search.
Entertainment capital of the world, it's round two of the 1990 competition on Star Search with Ed McMahon. Tonight,
you know, for all the stars that would appear on that show as beginners, how come one of them couldn't stick around and replace that guy as announcer? From Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, he's really working that vocal acting, huh?
How did he get that gig? Anyway, the show itself was a juggernaut in, of course, the years prior to the internet, where you had things like this as a way to get your big break. This is a partial list of names you know that you may have seen for the very first time on Star Search. Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Alanis Morissette, Sawyer Brown, Jessica Simpson, Christina Aguilera, Tiffany, Leanne Rimes, Usher, Shanice, Ayla, Pitbull, Destiny's Child, comedians Dave Chappelle, Ray Romano, Brad Garrett, Adam Sandler, Dennis Miller, Bill Engvall, Carlos Mencia, Drew Carey, Steve Odenkirk, Kevin James, Rosie O'Donnell, Norm MacDonald, and Conan O'Brien.
What?
All were on Star Search when they were unknowns looking for their big break. That show was like, it felt like every talent agent in the business was watching this looking for their next get.
So know? American Idol was just jealous that they couldn't be what Star Search was.
Yeah, to a degree, but I think they you know what they've done and America, well, not so much America, The Voice is the other one I was trying to think of, is you know, they've really gone for that niche singing, but Star Search was like all things. Okay. Kind of like America's Got Talent. It was singing, it was comedy, it was anything like that, but it didn't have like, you know, the Simon Cowell kind of, you know, sassy judges kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was just very much a straight rating scale from whatever judges they had or the public. I forget who all voted at different times. So of course it was a simpler time. It was a nicer time. Whereas the shows now, you know, they got to get complex. They got to get all the production value in there, and they've got to have conflict, And Star Search was just a plain old-fashioned variety contest show, talent show. That was it.
Never heard you talk about variety shows on here before.
No, we never talk about that at all.
No.
All right. So let's go back to the music charts. On this day in 1955, this was the number one song by Pat Boone.
This isn't the song that I thought you would sigh for.
Me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
God, it just, it hurts to play it. This is the sterilized version of the Fats Domino song. We had talked about it 3 weeks ago, the Fats Domino version, peaking at number 10. And then Pat Boone did the cover, and it went to number one. And so to cleanse our palate, here's Fats Domino with the better version.
Who made me cry when you said goodbye? Is that a shame?
Now, there was some good that came out of Pat Boone remaking it and going to number one back in 1955, is that Fats Domino did get a lot of attention, and since he wrote it, it earned him substantial royalties. So that was a nice thing. Let's move up the timeline to 1968, when the psychedelic soul anthem from the Fifth Dimension was certified gold with this tune. This, of course, would be the Fifth Dimension's Stone Soul Picnic. Let's see. What else do we have today? The United States Constitution was signed at Independence Hall in Philadelphia this day in 1787, bringing the Constitutional Convention to an end. Birthdays today include the late Junior Bridgman, the former Milwaukee Bucks star turned billionaire entrepreneur. He was born this day in 1953. He passed away this past March at the age of 71. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes hits the big 3-0 today. 30 years old for Patrick Mahomes. And this is the anniversary of the birth of Hank Williams Sr. in 1923. Now, to be clear, country music was different than what it is now, where you could literally yodel like this and become a star. On this day in 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first Black Miss America. On this day in 1984, John Waite hit number one with Missing You. And happy 74th birthday to Fee Waybill of the Tubes, who was born this day in 1950, making him 75 today. That's another group. I think the Tubes only had like two hits on the charts, and I thought that they'd go a little further, but they did not.
It was a weird music video to see.
Oh, they were all weird back then. I mean, Melissa Kay is here from WFHR in Wisconsin Ravage. She'll back me up on that. Weird music videos, which
you know.
Oh,
good morning. I haven't seen a lot of them, but I think it's funny.
Yeah,
that Parker thinks they're weird.
Parker thinks they're weird. Yeah,
that's fair. I come from a different.
Can you imagine
era.
Locking him in a room with MTV for a day and just watching 80s music videos and then having him give his take?
Commentary.
Part of this music video was a kid sitting on a little cart and a woman in like latex, I think, like holding him as they went on like a ride.
Well, it's a very burlesque type of deal. You know, I mean,
latex clothing then was normal. It's fine.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that were normal in the 80s we regret now. Melissa, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Good. Today on the National Day calendar, this is National Apple Dumpling Day. I don't know if I've ever had apple dumplings, but I've eaten my body weight in apple crisp, and I'm going to have some more here. Because
my mom made fruit dumplings a lot when I was a kid.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. But more importantly,
rhubarb and strawberry.
Oh, well, I mean, you lost me at rhubarb, but, you know, strawberry dumplings, that could be fun. Sure. More importantly, on the National Day calendar, today is National Pet Bird Day. Congratulations, Lilu and Melissa.
Woo-hoo.
How is Lilu these days?
You know what? I really think that Lilu is going to fly again someday. Because,
really?
Yeah, remember how I told you they flew up to the top of their little box that I made for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've started to fly up to the top of the table, which is next to it, which is twice as high as the box.
Oh, baby steps.
Fly right up there.
Baby flaps, I guess, as the case may be. So Lulu the rescue pigeon may mm-hmm. fly again.
May fly. A determined, stubborn bird.
No, that's a wonderful thing. That's great. So, yeah, you probably didn't know there was a National Pet Bird Day, so you probably didn't plan to do anything special. Lulu's not going to get like a little tiny cake or something like that.
Rice is
a rice cake. Okay. I see what you did there.
Does Lulu like rice very cake? Nice. Do we know?
What?
Does Lulu like rice cake? Do we know?
Well, Lulu loves rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just rice. That is the thing. So we'll find out if Lulu likes rice cake.
Well,
if it's rice, you know, like kernels formed in a cake, they will love it.
That's true.
Maybe, because I'd tell you this. A lot of people like popcorn, but if I offer you a popcorn ball, you're going to say, get that away from me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although when you think
just
about it,
they're difficult to eat.
Yes. Well, they're like kettle corn, you know, and people like kettle corn. But then take kettle corn and form it into a ball and then leave it alone for 2 weeks while it gets good and stale, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not how it's supposed to work at all. Let's see. I got one more music note to pass along. Kanye West went to number one this day in 2005, along with Jamie Foxx. This is, of course, Ray Charles's I Got a Woman is being sampled here. In the year before, in 2004, Jamie Foxx had portrayed Ray Charles in the film Ray. He does an amazing Ray Charles. But we're going to bring that down now, because even though I've confirmed this clip 15 different times, you always want to make sure you get the clean version.
That's genuinely could not believe there was a clean version of this that we found.
I know. And, you know, the internet being what it is, just because it says clean version, don't take it on faith. You listen to that puppy all the way through. And
The internet lies, Pat?
It's been known to happen. Yeah,
no.
it does. It's not entirely unprecedented, you know. Yeah. So trust but verify. That's what we like to do. So what have you been up to out there in beautiful central Wisconsin?
Well, we're getting ready for our upcoming events. We're involved in the Christmas tree walk this year. And guess what, guys? We're decorating our tree. Like, we're pulling all the elements of WFHR and WIRA into it with a Agatha chicken head as our tree topper. We're going to have cranberries looping the tree. I've almost convinced them that we need to take like dry corn, you know, like out of the field corn and break it up into pieces to use as ornaments. We're going to put CDs with our like information on them as ornaments. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to do it.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah. It's the Southwood County Historical Museum, and different organizations can have a tree to decorate that. Then as people walk through the beautiful mansion that is our museum, and see all of the different trees from the different organizations. So it's our first year doing that.
Good for you guys for planning for Christmas now, because I'm the kind of guy that it'd be like the week before and I go, well, I suppose we should do something, you know.
Well, it takes a while to make a paper mache Agatha chicken head.
I'll bet that it does. Yes.
There's a sentence you didn't think you'd hear today.
Is that your job?
Well, Ashley and I are taking that on.
Okay. Well, then I can
we're
see
a team.
Completely working.
We're having an art night. There might be wine. Can't say.
That's a good
idea. No, I can say, and there should be. Melissa Kay from 97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids is with us for today's history lesson. Coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to be talking to Corrine Hendrickson, former child care provider in the Nuglaris area, who is going to make a campaign announcement coming up in just a few minutes here. That's followed in our 8 o'clock hour by State Representative Francesca Hong, newly announced candidate for Wisconsin governor. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale on WISS, and it's Wednesday, so that means I have Karen Schneider, the publisher and just general one who knows all at the Oshkosh Herald. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing good, Lisa. And you look so rested.
I'm telling you, having that little bit of vacation was perfect for me.
Good for you.
So the Oshkosh Herald has a lot packed into just a few pages this week. So tell me some of the things you're going to be covering.
Yes, we do. So one of the first stories is the story that has been continuing on ATVs and UTVs being allowed on city roads. So they spoke about this again at the last city council meeting, addressing it, pros and cons and so forth. And they are actually, I believe, going to do a poll call. So if you live in the city of Oshkosh, look for that poll call because they're looking for your input on whether or not ATVs and UTVs should be allowed on city streets. And, you know, the county just passed it where they're allowing them on some country, you know, county highways.
Right.
I happen to live off of Indian Point Road. So between GG and Indian Point Road, They have access to drive their ATVs on those roads. So I'm kind of curious on what it's going to be like for us come ice fishing, because e-bikes have also been on a discussion, right? And out where we live, we have no sidewalks or anything. And there are sometimes we almost get run over by e-bikes. So there's a lot of transportation issues going on here. So I would really ask the community read the stories on the ATVs and UTVs, reach out to your council person, ask questions if you have them, because this is a big move. This is going to impact city roads, right? So if you're going downtown or if you're going to go to the grocery store or what have you, this is another type of vehicle that will be on the road. So the best part here is to be informed and voice your opinion on it.
Right.
I'm not sold on it personally. My husband's not sold on it personally. I know Chris Larson, council member Chris Larson, is saying this is a tourism thing. He also asks for data a lot. So it would be nice if there is the data out there to see what the expectation of increase in tourism dollars would be for the city of Oshkosh if you allow these vehicles on the road.
On one side, I see it because we do have a lot of tourism that comes with the ice fishing, yes, with the lake. Lake Winnebago is right here on our shores, and you know, it does bring some transportation type things to it. But then again, you wonder, what's it going to look like on Kohler? Are we going to have ATVs and UTVs running down Kohler on that frontage road? So
there's a lot that needs to be vetted out yet. Absolutely. I had mentioned I did a search on, are there any Wisconsin communities over 15,000 that allow this? And I did not find any. And, you know, we're much bigger than 15,000. We have busier roads. There's a connections in. I know one of the things they were talking about is that the ATVs, the vehicles would not be allowed on like 9th or with the intersections with highway access.
Okay.
So there's two of them, Witzel and 20th, because you don't have highway access there. So there are a lot of things to be vetted out. But then if it's just pick and choose and stuff, how much confusion is that going to cause as well? And I've spoken with people over who live in Winneconne. And again, the county just passed that, but the signs haven't been up yet. So it's not taking place yet because the signs haven't been posted. But I hear, a lot of the go-arounds that people have to do because the UTVs and so forth are not allowed on the roads. So, you know, I can see it more with the village of Winneconne more so than the city of Oshkosh. But definitely, if you have an opinion, pro or con, this is your time to voice your opinion and reach out to your council members or take the poll call when that goes live as well.
Exactly. So I know there's other stuff that you've got in the Herald, some really good news stuff too.
We do. So Oshkosh Community Players is back, and they are going to be at the Grand starting on September 25th, bringing back the psychological thriller Rope. So this is said to keep you on the seat of your pants. It's an interesting, it's set in London apartment. Follows two young university students who commit what they believe to be the perfect murder. And then they hide the victim's body and have a party and have their guests sitting around this murdered person.
Yes.
So I won't give it all away there, but we have a preview of that in today's Oshkosh Herald as well.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I've seen the movie Rope that with Jimmy Stewart in it. And
oh, I have not.
It's fantastic. So I am looking forward to this play. I've always wanted to see it as a play because that's how it started.
Okay. Now I have to go and search to see if it's on streaming anywhere to watch the movie.
It's an old one.
Because I tend, even when I go to the PAC, to watch something before I go, just mm-hmm. so I kind of have an idea of what's going on and don't leave there going, what did I just see? You know, so it's like reading the book before you see the movie as well. It's never the same if you see the movie first and then read the book, because right. the book is always better,
always,
right?
So, always.
But to go with that, there's also an arrest warrant that has been issued for the former president of the Oshkosh Community Players, who allegedly embezzled, you know, thousands of dollars when he was here. So that also is taking place there. So that's just one more reason to go and support the community players at the Grand. Buy a ticket, support them, so that they can continue to, one, replace the funds that were lost, taken, but so that they can continue to bring us great entertainment. So, and that story is also in today's paper.
So today's paper, as we're wrapping up and running out of time here, where can they get it? How can they view it?
All right. So you can read it online at OshkoshHerald.com. And if you don't have it in your mailbox, you can find it at BP's, Quick Trips, the grocery stores around town, as well as a lot of smaller coffee shops and so forth.
Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald, thank you so much for joining me today.
I appreciate the time, Lisa. It's great to see you.
You're listening to Valley Focus on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS Oshkosh Appleton.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady being welcomed at Windsor Castle. That's the music for President Trump's second state visit. ABC's Mary Bruce, also in Windsor.
President Trump was here for an official state visit back in 2019, but it is an incredibly rare honor to have a second official visit like this, something not seen in modern times. But the UK, well aware that President Trump greatly enjoys and values these kinds of displays and that they can be a potent diplomatic tool.
Right now, they're in a carriage procession through Windsor. The 22-year-old man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk in court for the first time yesterday, Tyler Robinson, said to have been texting his roommate with whom he was involved romantically just after the fatal shooting. Israeli troops continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensives there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News.